Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, January 31st, 2006. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and it's our great joy to share these messages each weekday morning in our ministry, which we call Daily Encouragement. Today's message is called Spiritual Fervor. I'll read the scripture text from Romans 12, verse 11. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord.
Caleb, one of the 12 who spied out the land of Canaan, stood before the Israelites and with bold confidence declared,
"We should go up and take possession of the land, for we can certainly do it."
Caleb's faith in God was energized by the great challenge that lay ahead as they set out to defeat the Nephilim, who were giants. He was a valiant young man of 40 years when he gave this daring challenge to the Israelites. Did his faith and vigor weaken over the years? I'm glad Scripture gives us a glimpse of Caleb 45 years later, in his senior years, when he said these words.
"So here I am today, 85 years old. I'm still as strong today as the day Moses sent me out. I'm just as vigorous to go out to battle now as I was then."
Well, this scripture doesn't show Caleb sitting in a rocking chair, mulling over the unproductive thought, "If only I were young again." In fact, he's charged up, ready to follow the Lord's leading even at 85 years of age.
I memorized the daily verse, "Never be lacking in zeal," many years ago, in my early 20s. Although I'm now in my early 50s, I want to mirror Caleb's attitude as he kept his spiritual fervor into his 80s. I shared today's message this last Sunday with our congregation and encouraged them to memorize Romans 12, verse 11, as a prompt. I told them, "Whether I'm 52 or should the Lord tarry until I'm 85 years old, like Caleb, I want the same zeal and fervor to be present throughout my life." Following the service, a young man named Tony walked up to me and showed me what he had written during the sermon. In the front of his Bible, he had written, "Invite Steve Weber back in 33 years. While I was impressed not only that he listened carefully to the message, but his math was right on as well. We had a good chuckle, but who knows, I just might get an invitation to return at 85 years of age, and though still in the church, we'll see if I've truly kept my spiritual fervor serving the Lord."
Never be lacking in zeal. The word translated zeal is one of Stephen's favorite Greek words. He's preached from this many times, spoude, which is an ancient relative to our English word speed, connoting diligence and earnestness. My, how I want that to be true in my life and ministry. Paul knew how the cares of this life could overshadow our zeal, causing our enthusiasm to diminish, although Scripture shows no evidence of any such lacking of zeal in his own life.
It goes on to say in the verse, "Keep your spiritual fervor." The word fervor literally means to be hot, boil, or glow. The Amplified Version translates the phrase, "be aglow in the Spirit." One dynamic I've noticed in my own life and ministry is that keeping a spiritual fire going takes diligence on my part. Paul warned against quenching the Spirit.
Serving the Lord. Are you serving the Lord? We have such a tendency to compartmentalize our service, which actually limits it. Are you serving the Lord right now? You should be. Wherever you're at, whatever you're doing. Paul teaches, "It is the Lord Christ you are serving," in Colossians 3:24, and to serve wholeheartedly, as if you were serving the Lord, not men, Ephesians 6:7.
Perhaps you can take just a few moments right now and earnestly pray, and this is our prayer for today. It's just a simple one-sentence prayer based upon the scripture text. Lord Jesus, help me to keep my zeal and spiritual fervor today as I serve you in whatever I do.
Amen. I just want to add a little note today. It's good to be home again with my family and in my familiar spot next to Stephen as he prepares the message for daily encouragement. I want to thank you for the emails, cards, calls, and most especially your prayers during our time of grief. And for those who are unaware, my sister Margie Satterfield went to be with the Lord on January 25th. She was 57 years old. I was in Muskogee, Oklahoma for the past 4 days with her family and with my siblings. It's a very special time, and I'll share more at a future date. But again, I want to thank you for your kindness as extended toward me over the past several days.
Amen. And it is good to have her home as well. And we prepare these messages together. She indicated that sitting next to me as I prepare them, I normally write them first, then she does some heavy-duty editing and making additions to make it better, we hope. What a joy to serve the Lord together. We are, again, Stephen and Brooksine Weber, our ministry's Daily Encouragement Net. We prepare them right here from our home in rural South Central Pennsylvania in Lancaster County. Our website is at www.dailyencouragement.net. We always welcome you to the site. We do have a song today that we have a link to that neither one of us had ever heard. We think we keep up with music pretty well, and I don't know whether it's a popular song we missed or just a song that maybe never made popular, but it kind of reinforces today's theme. And again, there will be a link to it on the site today. Well, indeed, stay faithful to the Lord. Continue to be zealous and fervent in your service for Christ.